Good morning. Hello. Welcome. I'm back. Let's speak up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio station way up here at the very top of Burnaby Mountain, Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Hulkamilam and Squamish-speaking peoples who have been here gathering to share stories and culture since time immemorial. I am Jesse. As I mentioned, I'm back. I was away last week at a conference, the National Campus Community Radio Conference, which this year was combined with the Radio Days North America Conference and two separate podcasting conferences. It was a lot. And then yesterday I went to another conference here in Vancouver about the future of journalism. So today I'm going to talk about those a little bit, share some of my takeaways with you. We'll also have some other talk pieces, at least one, probably two or three. And as always, we will start with a little bit of local music, and that'll be a theme throughout. We are going to hear from the Golden Age of Wrestling, from the new-ish record Sweet Chin Music. This is Baptized in Lava. We'll be right back. Baptized in Lava by the Golden Age of Wrestling from the great new record Sweet Chin Music, which is out now. Some great ambient adjacent electronica. The alter ego of Devours here on Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. Still me, still Jesse, hanging out. Last week, as I mentioned, I was at the National Campus Community Radio Association, the 46th edition, I want to say, 44th edition. And this year, so every year, for context, the National Campus Community Radio Association is the organization that all of the campus community radio stations, like this one, across the country are members of, including other local stations like CITR or CIVL, stations out east in Toronto, etc., across the country. It's a national organization, you get it. Every year we have a conference where we get together and do a bunch of sessions and workshops and seminars on the issues and questions and challenges and positives of the industry, of the sector that we're all dealing with on a day-to-day and week-to-week basis. And last year's was in Nanaimo. A few weeks ago, probably a couple months ago at this point, I played a feature by Cornelius that wrapped up the 2025 edition of the NCRC. And so that might have given you a bit of an idea of what that's all about. Usually a lot of talking and conversations and interaction. And this year we're in Toronto, and it was an experiment to try to combine it with a commercial radio and audio conference called Radio Days North America, which is part of the Departures Festival, which is what Canadian Music Week used to be. And so we had our Monday of NCRA campus community radio specific stuff, and then we had 2 days of this larger Radio Days North America festival, and then we had a day of a combined podcast conference with hosted by the NCRA and a few other sort of podcasting groups, entrepreneurs, etc., and then a day where we went on station tours to 4 campus community radio stations across the greater Toronto area. And then we had one final day of another podcasting summit. And, it was overall great, great conference. The best part was, as it usually is, sort of socializing and spending time with other people from campus community radio stations across the country, getting to know them better and understand how they're doing things and how that is similar to us or different from us. And so that was great. I had mixed feelings about the Radio Days side of things, as you know, probably not surprising, given that it was more commercial focused, but still some things to pull from there. And then the podcasting stuff was also interesting in certain aspects. One of the great things that happens at these campus community radio conferences is a session called Birds of a Feather, where we, people pick a topic and then you just gather in groups and just start to brainstorm and start to think about things. And my group, we talked about shared tech solutions, so things that we might be able to do, because I don't know if you've ever been to a campus community radio station. If you come into ours, you'll see that we're using a whole bunch of tech from, 7 different eras, all sort of patched together and accumulated over time, as opposed to sort of being consciously designed as a system. And if you were to go to another campus community radio station, you'd see the same thing, but with a completely different combination of systems and equipment and tech. And, that is part of the charm and the nature of campus community radio, is that we're all kind of figuring things out, and we're learning by doing, and we're working with what resources we have. But, wouldn't it be great if maybe there was some sort of centralized infrastructure or best practices or something to help make that a little smoother? So we talked about that. By the way, if you're interested in any of this, you're always welcome to come volunteer at CJSF or any other campus community radio station. We welcome anyone to come in and get involved. No experience necessary, although if you have skills in particular areas, we will certainly welcome you to help us out with those. So that was really cool. The Radio Days side of things, there were moments of absolute horror, like when the first speaker of the entire conference opened it with an AI-generated song about the conference that was truly horrifying and really icky, particularly to a room full of musicians and radio people. And the AI thing was definitely a theme throughout. Almost every session seemed to involve AI in some capacity, and almost never in a critical capacity. Very much full-throated support of this new undefined and disruptive technology. I will tell you, if you're listening here, you might be a fan of all kinds of radio, but you probably skew more towards what we're doing. Commercial radio is really, really going AI heavy, whether that's having a single piece of software control everything that happens on the radio, pick all the music, schedule all the music, put in all the ads, to having full-on AI-generated voices telling you jokes and stories in between. And I can tell you that here at CJSF, that'll never happen. We are always going to be focused on humans and humanity and the stories that are important to you and the stories that are from you and about you out there. So, thanks for listening. I am definitely glad you're here and not listening to some AI chatbot running a radio show out there. I could keep talking about this, but it is somewhat specific. Just know that this conference happened. I learned a lot, and you'll be seeing some of what I learned pop up on the air and off the air here at CJSF. If you want to get involved, you can email our volunteer coordinator, Jeremy, VOL4CJSF at sfu.ca, or you can go to cjsf.ca/sign-up, and that will walk you through everything you need. Okay, let's do a little bit more music. The first night of this conference/festival featured, the whole Departures Festival, which was associated with the Radio Days North America Conference, featured a whole bunch of concerts, because it used to be Canadian Music Week. Unfortunately, all of my evening time was spent hanging out with radio people in places where we could talk instead of listening to music, which meant that I didn't see any of the shows. But the first night, one of my favorite local bands was playing. We have them noted here as Computer. They've changed their name to Concrete Vehicles due to being sued for using the name Computer. So here is Concrete Vehicles with Weird New Vocation.
Got a new job today. With suits and shoes and socks and everything paid. It's all been leading up to this. A head swimming reinvention of myself. I feel better about myself. Everything has changed. I got a car with four more doors and four mirrors to see myself. I feel better about myself since I got this weird new vocation.
Vocation by Computer. Nope, just kidding. Concrete Vehicles, formerly known as Computer, who played a show that I missed in Toronto while I was there for the Radio Days North America conference. They probably killed it, because they always do. Oh, thought it was over. It would have been truly criminal to talk over that crazy saxophone rock out ending. Joining me in studio now are, two people that attended a conference with me yesterday and who you will also know very well if you're a regular CJSF listener, Danny and Nicole. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for joining me this morning. One more time on the radio than our weekly allotment, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You can't get rid of me. I'm going to be here every hour.
We attended yesterday a conference at, Conference Summit. I don't know exactly how it was billed at UBC called the Future of Journalism. Oh, I have it right here. Future of Journalism. That's just what it's called,
Is
the Future of Journalism. It was a conference, a summit, I guess. A cool collection of just journalists from around the region especially, but some more sort of national figures as well. And some interesting speakers. What were your overall thoughts of the conference, Danny?
Initially, I felt a little out of place, because I think when you go to some of these conferences and you see the people, because a lot of people had name tags, and name tags with their name and then the publication they're from. So you'd see like CBC, Radio-Canada, and like all these other institutions that have
legacy media.
Yeah, exactly. Legacy
was brought up many times.
Exactly.
During the conference.
Yeah. And so when you say that you're like from a community radio station on a university campus, there is like a
cool.
Yeah. Like there.
Yeah.
There's
oh.
a
feel like it's a pet project.
There's like there's a bit of a reaction where like either they just have no idea what you're talking about, or they're like, oh, okay, so you're a student, right? And I'm like, well, no.
Or you're an amateur.
Yeah.
Right.
And having to, I guess, like explain that, it can be a little difficult. But overall, I thought it was really great. I think the most I got out of it were the moments where we just got to talk to other people. Mm-hmm. Met some journalists that were like my age, which is always great, because I feel like a lot of the journalists I see are
seasoned
journalists. And seeing someone that was like, oh, I'm also 27. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, like, we can do this. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was very heartening.
Mm-hmm. Nicole?
I arrived at the panel section, so I wasn't there for the first half, I didn't get the opportunity to see name tags or anything like that, so I kind of came in and just was here to kind of listen, and so I appreciated a lot of the conversations. There was heavy on the legacy aspect of things and how you know, people feel that it's really important to go that route, because there was a lot of conversations around that, right? And so I understand that seasoned folks really see the importance of that. But what I did appreciate was there was, I can't remember, was it his name Bob?
Yeah.
With
PC Bob.
PC Bob, oh, yeah. Right, yes. And he didn't go the traditional route. So he was kind of, in my opinion, like the only really vocal one that wasn't part of that traditional streamline that kind of talked about storytelling and how important that there is to have like other ways to tell stories and other avenues to get your information, right? So I did appreciate that. I did use the word emerging a lot when I was chatting with people with regards to like my career in the space. But what I thought it was great that there was some diversity, which was really great to hear, like diverse voices, but then diverse within the legacy, mm-hmm. you know? So it was kind of like, I wish that there was more, maybe some youth that was on a panel to kind of talk about like their journey and how they see the future of journalism would have been helpful, considering a huge portion of the audience were students.
Yeah, I think, I mean, for a conference about and called The Future of Journalism, there was a lot of the past of journalism yeah. talking about what the future of journalism might be.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. Like I think, and it's definitely like influenced by the number of students that were there, because there were a lot of, you know, like all the UBC journalism yeah. school people were there and all that. But the age in the room was like the average age was lower than you might expect at a journalism conference. Mm-hmm. So that was interesting. And yeah, I do think, and I felt this also at the non-community radio specific parts of the campus community radio conference that I was at last week, that there, and this isn't necessarily surprising, but it's always a little disheartening, that there's not really a recognition of the community radio space as a place where journalism or sort of important things are happening.
Absolutely.
And if there is, it's sort of seen as a like a stepping stone. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you're getting your career started there. That's nice. Mm-hmm. But I think, yeah, it's important to, you know, when they're talking about, you know, needing that sort of standard path, the old way, the guardrails of, you know, an education at journalism school and you know, experience doing broadcast media before you branch out to do your own thing, mm-hmm. that this is also a place where you can very easily do all of those things.
Absolutely.
Right? And that it, we have the infrastructure to provide that experience without necessarily having to do that like 2-year, 4-year
Absolutely.
Program just to get a placement on a radio station somewhere and get the chance.
And speaking of radio, mm-hmm. there wasn't a lot of talk about radio.
No.
Which was what I probably walked away with feeling was missing. Obviously, I mean, come on, we're
sure.
like in
yeah.
radio.
Yeah.
But I think the only time it was referenced was with a question. Like somebody mm-hmm. came up and brought up a question, and actually it wasn't even their question. They just said that they listened to radio all the time. And I think it was Simi Sarah who was like, oh my gosh, that's so great, you know? And then she made a comment about like radio is awesome. And then that was kind of,
yeah.
I don't know what the first half was about, whether or not radio came a lot up in conversation.
No, I mean, the first half was what they called table talk. So they just had a bunch of tables set out and a topic at, I was going to say each of the tables, but there were several tables, including the one that
yeah.
Danny and I sat down at first that did not have a topic. So you're like,
what do we do?
I guess we're just talking and eating, which is fine. But anyway, and they were, you know, like on fact-based journalism, explanatory journalism, the money side of things.
Climate change.
Climate, yeah. Like reporting on climate change. And so nothing was format specific, but I found in those discussions that almost everyone there was a print or like online journalists where their writing is the main mm-hmm. part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And even just talking to a lot of people, they're like, oh, I just really like writing. Like I much prefer writing a story.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, writing is an important and sort of different part of radio and particularly when it comes to journalism and the things that we do. A lot of the time it is more sort of interview focused. Mm-hmm. And so you hear the person in their own words, but you know, we're also writing sort of script and clip things
yes,
where
yeah,
there's
of course,
there's
yeah.
scripting and intros and outros and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just an interesting an interesting look into where, I guess, I don't know if it's that, you know, that's obviously not everyone in journalism who showed up there, right? But the people who did show up and who were talking about it were very, very print focused, which is interesting, while also being like, you got to do other stuff too. Like, you got to do video, you got to do X, Y, Z, etc.
I did feel like there were moments where that kind of like old, I don't want to say old school, but like that hustle mentality of like, sure, like obviously have this job in print journalism where you're making a stable wage, but you got to be like,
you also got to do this, and you also got to do this,
and like you always got to be doing this and pursuing this, and it's like, okay, but like, I don't know. There were. I think there were definitely the moments like that. Like, I think there was a moment in one of the panels where someone mentioned, like, you know, in this profession, like, you gotta have like a thick skin.
That's what we were talking about that after. I was
and
gonna say it.
That is because, you know, like being a journalist in a lot of different places in the world in a lot of different contexts, like, is a very dangerous profession. But in the context that we were speaking in, like, it really does feel like, you know, whether, like, if you're a hospital worker or if you're, like, a journalist or, you know, any number of professions like that, there is almost, like, this weird baked-in idea of, like, you're going to get abused a little. Like,
right.
Like,
and that's just
and that you should deal with it.
Right.
Yeah, and that's just part of the job. And it's like, well why?
That, I mean, that is something that I also picked up at the Radio Days conference, was just general idea of, like, well, this is the way it is and deal with it.